An independent commission votes this week on a Defense Department plan to close or reduce forces at hundreds of the nation's military bases. One base threatened with closure is the New London Naval Submarine Base in Groton, Connecticut. It's home to 18 attack submarines, and it survived an earlier attempt to close it in the 1990s. Tony Sheridan is president of the Chamber of Commerce of Eastern Connecticut, which is fighting to keep the base open, and he joins us now. Thanks for joining us this morning.
You're welcome.
Now, the Navy assumes that in the future there'll be a smaller force of attack subs. Given that assumption, why not close a base?
Because we have what no one else in the country has in eastern Connecticut. We have the manufacturer of the submarines, the best submarines in the world, as everyone agrees to. They're about 1 mile down the river from the submarine base. There's a tremendous synergy between what's being constructed and what's going to be the end user. That doesn't exist anywhere in the country at the moment.
Now, these are arguments I know that you made more than a decade ago, the last time that there was an effort to close the submarine base. How is this battle different than the last one?
It's really not all that different, quite frankly. We made a very strong argument the last time, and enough reasonable people heard our position and took the base off the list. There's been some effort at the Pentagon level to claim that this is an old base. This is the most modern base that exists in the country today. There's been millions of dollars spent on this base upgrading every aspect of it. So we're looking at a significant cost to the Navy and to the government, to the American taxpayer, if this base is closed. They cannot replicate what we have here elsewhere without enormous costs.
If your congressional people don't get the message to the right people in Washington and persuade them, I guess all your work would be for naught.
Well, true, but we've also learned a lot. It's not, you know, this is a pretty wonderful part of the country. We're right between Boston and New York and on the waterfront. And, you know, life will go on and it'll be a significant change. But I think the real problem here is the loss to the country. If this is closed, the country is going to be so much more expensive to replicate. Remember that they're going to try and completely rebuild a submarine base elsewhere, and it'll be done in parts. It'll be a little bit in one community and another bit in another community. It'll devastate the submarine industry and the submarine force as a critical part of our military structure.
Senator Chris Dodd of Connecticut was quoted in recent days saying that he thought the base had a 50-50 chance of survival. What preparations do you make now for the possibility that you'll end up with the wrong 50?
Well, the Chamber of Commerce, through our other chambers in the state of Connecticut, have been working closely together on looking at other potential reuses, along with the governor's office. The governor has had a team working on, we'll say, Plan B, but we're really not prepared to go there at this point. We feel reasonably confident that this decision is going to be in our favor. So I think at this point, we were just not prepared to go there. But there has been some work done to help prepare should there be a negative vote.
Tony Sheridan is president of the Chamber of Commerce of Eastern Connecticut. Thanks very much.
Thank you.